poll, most Americans believe children should not be able to choose preferred pronoun. By Brecken F. Teese on June 1, 2022. Most Americans believe children should not be able to choose their own preferred pronoun that does not align with their biological sex, according to new polling. A late May Harvard-Harris poll found that 59% of Americans believe children should be called the pronoun that aligns with their biological sex, and 60% believe preferred pronouns are an excessive measure that does more to confuse kids about their sex. Conversely, 41% of Americans believe kids should be able to pick their pronouns and 40% believe calling children by those pronouns prevents discrimination. The only three demographic groups that maintain a majority for thinking children should be called by preferred pronouns are Democrats, 61%, 18 to 34-year-olds, 56%, and those living in an urban area, 53%. Republicans and independents both believe children should be referred to by their biological sex, 77% and 64%, respectively. Both male and female demographic groups agree at 60% and 59%, respectively. Similarly, parents, 59%, and non-parents, 58%, alike believe children should not be able to pick their pronouns. When it comes to using preferred pronouns in school, most Americans agree as well. When asked if teachers should be required to use pronouns that kids say they want used under penalty of losing their job or should teachers have discretion to use pronouns as they see appropriate, 63% of respondents believe the teacher should have discretion, with only 37% believing it should be required. The poll did not appear to ask if teachers should be banned from using preferred pronouns altogether. Broken down by demographic, only two groups hold a majority in believing teachers' jobs should be at risk for not using preferred pronouns. Democrats, 56%, and persons 18 to 34 years old, 54%. Republicans hold the largest majority believing teachers should use discretion at 79%, and independents agree at a rate of 67%. Likewise, large majorities of males and females agree as well, clocking in at 66% and 61%, respectively. Further, 73% of respondents believe it should not be classified as illegal discrimination if you fail to use someone's selected pronouns, with only 27% believing it should be. Gender ideology, like critical race theory, has been at the center of the education debate in America that appears to pit the power of government schools against the interests of parents and families. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.